Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Larry Jacobs, and this is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio with abruptly ending music. Sorry about that. I should have faded it a little bit. Good morning to you. Okay, it is January 12th. I almost said July for some reason. 2016, and we have a lovely show with some new guests that we've never had on before. Junior Achievement is here, and they have the Junior Achievement Best Guy in the Universe. I know he's laughing right now, Joe Fortuno. And we've got Ed Grochowski, okay, from the Senior VP of Brand at Junior Achievement. And Joe, I'm going to let him tell you his new title. It's really pretty cool. He's with a organization, I'll call it, he'll explain it, called Gladio, okay? And he has been through Junior Achievement, and he met the president just recently. So we're going to have a good talk with him in just a few seconds. Okay, this is Education Talk Radio. We're going to archive the show, as we always do, at education-talkradio.org. That's our website, and we'll put it up there as soon as we're done. Just so everybody knows, today is January 12th. I'm going to be out of here after a 9 o'clock show tomorrow, heading down to Orlando, Florida, for the FETC, Future of Education Technology Conference, for the next few days. Hopefully I'll get out of here. As everybody knows, I live in Maine, and it's supposed to snow tonight. So we'll see what happens. But right now, that's the game plan. And we'll be back on Tuesday. We're taking Monday off in respect to Martin Luther King Day. All right, so it also gives me a day to catch up, so the timing was absolutely excellent coming back on Saturday just in time for the Patriots game at 4:35 against the Chiefs. Okay, I'm looking forward to that. Our Twitter is @EduTalkRadio. We send out a direct link before and after the show. We already did that. I know Joe's following me. I sent it off to him, and I'm looking forward to doing it. Today's show is presented by my good friends down in Lubbock, Texas, that great company, ICEV Online, curriculum for CTE. If you were at the ACTE show the other day, I can't talk today. Is this ridiculous? Last month, okay, 2 months ago maybe now, I don't even remember, okay, their booth was mobbed. All right, they produce absolutely fantastic online curriculum. It's ICEV Online at Twitter, and they tweeted. I'm telling you, I can't talk today. ICEVonline.com, and they tweet at ICEV. I'm going to bring my guests on because I am blabbering here, okay? Check out ICEV. It's just wonderful. I want to bring my guests on. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a blithering idiot this morning. I don't know what's going on. Ed, how are you? It's Larry.
I'm
a blithering idiot.
Good morning, Larry.
It's one of these mornings.
Okay, I'll have those mornings.
Oh, man, it's just incredible. You guys got to settle me down. Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, Joe, welcome to the show. You too, Ed. And which one of you is calling from 510? Where is that? Who's calling
That's
from
me.
510?
That's from the suburbs of California. I'm up at the Bay Area.
Oh, and that's you, Joe, right?
Yep, that's me.
Okay, cool. Where are you in the Bay Area?
I'm in a suburban town of Hercules. It's about 20 minutes from San Francisco.
Nice, beautiful. Near Walnut Creek or the other way?
Near Walnut Creek, Oakland, Richmond, around that area. It's my
Great.
Hometown, and I'm home for the holidays.
Well, welcome. And which holidays are these? Because they're over.
I'm home for the winter break holiday in between semesters.
Oh, okay. And Joe, I got to ask, where are you home from?
I'm home from Cogswell Polytechnical College in San Jose, where I'm studying
nice.
Digital media management.
Oh, fantastic. And you're going to do great. We're going to talk about you for a second. Ed, welcome, Junior Achievement, welcome. Ed, you're the representative today. You are the man, you're SVP, Senior VP of Brand at Junior Achievement. And that's where I want to start this, okay? Talk to
me
about Junior Achievement and schools. Ed Grochowski, and then I'm going to swing back over to Joe Fortuno.
Sure thing, Larry. Well, Junior Achievement, you know, a lot of folks may have heard, you know, of the organization JA. We've actually been around nearly 100 years. We're going to be celebrating our centennial in 2019. And, you know, we reach about 4.6 million young people a year in K through 12 programs, primarily delivered in partnership with schools. And how we do that is we have, you know, partnerships with usually local businesses, but other employers in a community. And we have volunteers from those organizations go into the school and help deliver our programs, which focus on financial literacy, work readiness, and entrepreneurship. So we really have, as an organization, you know, folks may be familiar with the traditional model that we have with Junior Achievement, which was called the JA Company Program, where teens would start a business and sell products and, you know, they'd get sell stock and sell to their friends and family and all that.
Yeah.
That was our primary model. You know, for up until about 1975, and then we started to incorporate more in-school type programs. So we still have the traditional company program, even though we've just gone through a pretty significant change with that in the past couple of years, which, you know, we'll hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about. And Joseph was part of that that program, and then we have other programs, like I said, in, you know, teaching kids as early as kindergarten, you know, basic concepts. That gradually build into, you know, things like financial literacy, work readiness, and entrepreneurship.
And, you know, Ed, I got to say something. I wrote down, as you said, at K-12, because I was going to ask you where, although we say K-12 is that spectrum, where does it start? You just answered that question. You actually can start in kindergarten?
Yeah, about 20 years ago, we made the decision, because just based off of our research, we found that if a student was exposed to Junior Achievement year over year, you know, the concepts that we promote, it had a bigger impact. And what we've seen as a result of that approach is that we have had many alum and many young people who have gone through the program who have actually gone through several years of the program. And from our research, it has, you know, really validated that approach, which is the kids are more, you know, financially capable and a better position to make more informed financial decisions, better prepared to go into the workforce. What we typically focus on are those soft skills like, you know, creative thinking, collaboration, communication, able to work with others, which is actually a critical skill that employers are looking for, and especially in this day and age where, you know, kids are so ingrained in social media and those kinds of things and may not interact interpersonally as much as they used to. It's the kinds of skills that kids really need, and everything we've seen from our research shows that we are having a positive impact in that area.
And, you know, it's interesting that you're doing that. That's so those soft skills of communication in terms of social media, because I've noticed as I call varied companies, et cetera, around the country in planning these shows, et cetera, the educational companies, all my association guests, et cetera, in these days, and I'm old. Okay, and these days it's much harder, I hate to say this, to communicate with people. People are reluctant to call back. They're sometimes reluctant to respond to email. Those are the soft skills, response and communication, okay, that make a difference in the success of any given person or their career or the business that they're in, et cetera. And we're losing that. And I have to tell you, I know that from experience, it's wonderful that you guys are working on that on a daily basis from young children on. Communication is key, as well as collaboration. I have to say that. And I'm going to swing over to Joe for a second. Joe, I'm going to ask you a simple question. You just met President Obama. When was that?
That was November 25th.
Okay, and now you wait. And now you've met me, and you can picture me. We're on the phone, but I look just like Brad Pitt. Okay, and all right. And I want you to know which is more exciting: meeting President Obama or meeting me. Please be honest.
Well, I mean, you do sound a lot like Brad Pitt too, and you know the Golden Globes just happened. So I gotta say, I'm a little starstruck right now. But yeah, definitely you, Larry. Definitely you.
Thanks. Joe, that is great. Ed, you can leave now. I'm just devoting the entire show to Joe. That's all there is. That was the best compliment I got yet. Hey, congratulations. It's so cool to meet the president. You're working, besides all the other things you do, you're working with an organization. I want you to talk about this bit. And I think this is in addition to Junior Achievement. Now, you're going to have to help me out here. Okay, which is called Gladio, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Gladeo. Tell everybody what that is. I think it was gladeo.org, I think, Gladeo. You have a new title there. How old are you?
I'm 19, turning 20 in March.
So, I mean, you're on your way. I'm going to invest in Joe Inc. here because I know you're on your way. Okay, tell us what Gladio is and how that came to you, and I assume it came to you somehow through Junior Achievement. Just give us your little resume there.
Yeah, well, so Gladio is a career exploration nonprofit based mostly in the Bay Area and Los Angeles, and that around that area. So a couple months ago, like, I graduated from Junior Achievement, and it was like after the Nationals, we won the Microsoft Social Innovation Award. It was kind of over for me. So for a while, I was kind of drifting because Junior Achievement was like a centralized part of my life for a good 2 years. And so for me, it was like, okay, I have college, but I need something to keep me busy. And Stacey Martin Bonaducci of JA NorCal contacted me, and she said, hey, I know this wonderful lady named Michelle Cho, and I talked to her about you a lot, and she wants to meet with you about potentially working with her nonprofit called Gladio. We're very similar to Junior Achievement in the way that we help young people. So we have an online resource so people can visit gladiox.org and take the Gladio personality quiz. And we have profiles of different jobs out there. So basically, like, growing up, we're taught, you know, about jobs like doctors and pediatricians and teachers. But there are other jobs that are growing in different industries, like coding, where they're constantly looking for people, and entertainment marketing, and all these like far-reach jobs that no one knows about. And our role and responsibility is to kind of give the young people that knowledge about other careers out there. So I'm working at as the head student ambassador formerly, now I'm student ambassador program director.
Wow.
And yeah, thank you. It's been great. I've only been working with them since October. And we launched a student ambassadorship program. Applications are still open until January 22nd. We're looking for, you know, really bright minds who are just, like, recently starting their college, looking for an internship with a great nonprofit. It's really amazing because we get to meet, like, a lot of people from different industries, and we have this really great self-sufficient student ambassadorship program where we collaborate as young adults into, like, creating this whole program, this process that will actually launch on Thursday officially this week.
Perfect
so
timing.
If anybody's interested, go visit gladio.org and check out the Join the Gladio League program.
Wow, so it's GLADEO.org, but you need to be, correct me if I'm wrong here, you need to be in California?
Don't need to be in California. We, Rachel Gorgas of the Mind of Style, and she won the first place award at Nationals with CCA Today last year. She is in London, and she's a JA alumni too, and she's working with us at Gladio. So you can be anywhere for the student ambassadorship.
I just wanted to be sure. And how old should someone be? Is there a limit, like ages 14 to 21 or 15 to 86, whatever?
No, you just need to be in college. That's our only requirement.
Thank you. So you need to be in college. I love it. That is absolutely wonderful. And Joe's the new head guy over there. The maven.
Thank
the
you.
Maven of Gladio. You're there, man. I got to tell you, this
Thank
is great.
You.
And talk to me about, and Ed, I'll be back to you in a second. I just want to position Joe here. Joe, you said you graduated Junior Achievement. I don't know if a lot of people even know what that means. Talk about your run in Junior Achievement, when you started, okay, what got you interested.
All right.
And then, go ahead. You're on.
It's a pretty long story.
That's all right. We got 5 minutes.
Well, grew up, like I said, in the suburban of Hercules, California, around here in the Bay Area. And growing up, like, I suffered through halfway through my junior year. Like, before that, I was kind of just drifting through as a teenager in high school. Like, what am I doing here? What is college? Why do I need to get an education? And at some point, my mom, like, decided with her husband that she had to leave the Bay Area. And she asked me whether I wanted to come with her or not. And me being as stubborn as I wanted to be, because I was halfway through my junior year, coming into my senior year, I said no. And she told me that I needed to figure out how to live on my own, which ended up in me being homeless for a few weeks. And around this time, I was going through a lot. I was going through depression and anxiety, and I was sleeping on my friend's couch, thankful for the Franklins forever. And Stacey Martin Bonaducci of JA NorCal met me through Chef Florida Sampaio of the Academy of Hospitality and International Tourism of Hercules High School. And she said, you know, we have this wonderful program of junior achievement where you can be a part of a student company. And I said, I don't know what that means, but sure. You know, it was just like I needed a distraction from the couching and, you know, dwelling in where
you
I am.
Centering.
So,
yeah.
So I met with a few friends and we established what once was called Urban Dictionary Product. And what we did was we created this cookbook encyclopedia hybrid with the Academy of Hospitality and International Tourism's Culinary Department. And by hybrid, I mean it's a cookbook, but it's also an encyclopedia. So you have these wonderful recipes and also information on different spices based on those recipes. And they're written entirely by students, right? And so that was our main product, and I remember it was like six of us. We went to our first regional competition, Junior Achievement NorCal, up into it in Mountain View, and we lost because we were only around 2 weeks and we didn't know anything. We did crash courses on things like you know, how to write a business report and how to collect stock, but we lost. And I remember before I left that building, I turned around, looked at my team, and I said, you know, as your leader, I've failed you, even though I've only known all of you for like a few weeks. But yeah. I promise that in a year from now, we're going to come back to the same building and we're going to win. And for a year, and between that, a year later, we won 2 awards out of 4. And I finally got to deliver, you know, my promise to them. And we won the best, the titles of best commercial and best business plan, and we qualified. A few weeks later, we learned that we qualified for the Junior Achievement USA National Student Entrepreneurship Summit in Washington, D.C., and so we were all geared for that, and thankfully, after like weeks of preparation, we won the Microsoft Social Innovation Award after launching another product called Project Gaia, which is a reusable multi-purpose bag that's meant to combat the effect of plastic bags around the California coast. Because as Californians, we use about 123,000 tons of plastic bags. That's 4 billion plastic bags in just 1 year. And so we decided that that was a problem. We would combat, you know, this upcoming law that will ban plastic bags, hopefully. And, you know, like I said, I graduated from the program right after that. And when I graduated, Urban Movement grew from a company of 6 people to 120 people at some point. And we've won all these amazing titles. And I'm forever going to be, like, grateful for Junior Achievement because, you know, they were the family that was with me when I didn't have one and I needed one the most. So, you know, this organization is really close to me at heart.
Wow. Wow, Ed. Ed, I hate to bring you on next after that. Okay.
I hate to be on next after that. No, we're very proud of Joseph. He's been not just a you know great ambassador for Gladio, but also for Junior Achievement. You know, he's got a great story, but he does you know really reflect varied degrees of what happens with our students. I mean, some are in situations like Joseph Vallott are maybe not in that quite in that situation, but really the idea is we want to open the door of opportunity to young people by engaging them with, you know, mentors from the local community. And, you know, he's just an example of how that can happen.
How many schools
Thank
do you work with, Joe, across the country? I'm curious. Do you know offhand?
Sorry, what?
I'm not Joe. I'm sorry, Ed. Excuse me. Ed, how many schools do you work with across the country?
Well, I mean, we have over 200,000 volunteers. So, I mean, we're in basically any major school district in the country. We have programs. So we're really covering most of the country. And we're like I said, we're very very engaged with the education community. We work a lot with superintendents, school boards, the teachers directly, curriculum developers, those kinds of things. So we have a really great relationship with the education community. In fact, we've been doing research and just really high marks from educators in terms of the types of programs we put together, how we work with them, how we bring folks into the classroom. And we really do a lot of work in terms of preparing those volunteers when they come in to understand the materials and their role and how to engage with kids. And a lot of the volunteers just have a lot of natural enthusiasm. I mean, you know, Case, you know,
well, sure.
I volunteer for our programs as well. And, you know, I'm not necessarily well equipped to teach a, you know, to coach a kid's basketball team. It's not something that I'm particularly good at, but I can do this. And I think that's what attracts a lot of people, is this is something they share their story. It's, if they work in a business environment, this is the kind of stuff they deal with every day, and they're really happy to talk to young people about it.
I think it's wonderful. I have a question to ask you, Ed, and this is a strange question, but I want to ask it. I'm 68 years old. I graduated mm-hmm. high school in 1965.
Yep.
Okay, and in Philadelphia, and I think I remember Junior Achievement back then, and I think it was something like we're going to sell boxes. I was not a member, but we're going to sell boxes of candy, set up a business, you know, whatever it was. Is my memory kind of cracked there?
That's
it was back then.
Yeah, that's the traditional company program, and it actually brings up a good point. You know, for a long time, the program was set up kind of as a corporate management structure, even though there were some entrepreneurial aspects of it. So you would have kids, elect officers and sell stock and all stuff. It's really what we've done with the support of the Hartford, which just really has been a great supporter of this. You know, reimagination of the program. I mean, we are doing things now that startups are doing. I mean, it really has been repositioned as a startup type experience. So you've got crowdfunding, you've got lean methodology, testing of products. We really are trying to get more of the innovation mindset going as part of it. So it's not necessarily just saying, well, we're going to have a t-shirt and throw a logo on it. We really want, you know, new concepts to come out of it. And I think, you know, Joseph with Urban Movement is an example of the kind of innovative thinking that's happening now, because the innovative piece really kind of gets the kids to have that ownership stake in it. You know, that this is something that they've helped create. And what's been interesting is I've been, you know, going to the Joseph had mentioned the National Student Leadership Summit, which we do in Washington, D.C. each year. And just in the past few years, I've seen the evolution of the types of products that are being offered. Like I said, traditionally it was, well, let's just throw our logo on this or whatever like that. It's really become more of, this is something we have created, and this is the process we went through. And it's really exciting to see that. And so it's been a huge success with, like I said, with the support of the Hartford, that we're really getting kids thinking now. You know, I mean, when kids think about business, they think of Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg, they think of all the entrepreneurs that are out there doing all these great things. That's what's exciting to them, and so we're trying to tap into that.
It's just absolutely wonderful, and I'm curious, within a school, let's just use a high school as an example, if I may, okay, where does it manifest itself, Joe? Does it come out of the business curriculum? Does it come out of the CTE curriculum? Does it come out of a history teacher or an economics teacher who wants to give kids? Where's the sweet spot within, let's just say high school, just say grades 9 to 12, just for the heck of it?
Well, in my experience, it actually came out of the culinary industry.
Oh, wow.
The Academy of Hospitality International Tourism, right? I know. It's the culinary industry that introduced me to this, hence the reason why we made a cookbook, Encyclopedia Hybrid, being our first product. And, you know, we marketed the book at things like the California State Fair, where we, like, prepared a live dish at a theater kitchen. So it was like, Junior Achievement, you know, has this really great business opportunities and these really great principles, and they introduced it, and then we coupled it with our, like, culinary experience, and we just created this, like, really great curriculum based on both business and the culinary arts. And so for me, that was, like, my special niche kind of area, but I know that for some people, it's, like, it comes in a different way.
It came out of culinary. It came out of culinary. I understand that. Okay.
Yeah.
But you were involved with this happened in school, right? Am I right?
Definitely.
Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. So
yeah,
it came out of culinary. Was there only one Junior Achievement? Joe, stay with me here. Was it only one Junior Achievement that grew out of culinary, or were there other ones as well? Sponsored, I'm making this up, by a history teacher or something like that. I'm just trying to explain to the audience where the sweet spot really is. And maybe Ed can answer that as well. But, Joe, yours was culinary. Were there others that were non-culinary that you knew of?
In my high school, you mean? Urban Movement was the very first student company from Hercules High School. But I do know that at some point, maybe I was hearing some little something from some birds that other high schools around the area are maybe starting their own company. And that makes me really happy because we were the first ones, I think, if someone correct me if I'm wrong, but in WCC USC, West Contra Costa Unified School District, we were the first junior achievement company. And we kind of, you know, we did a lot. So it's a lot for someone to catch up on. But I know that I hope so. I heard that we inspired other people from other local high schools to do, like, you know, their own company. And these companies will be coming out of different industries like tech.
And Ed, across the country, what's the sweet spot?
Well,
for
the young,
where does it usually germinate from? Is that kind of what I'm asking?
Yeah, for the younger grades, it's primarily in social studies curriculum. We align with state standards there. But as you get in the high school, it becomes a little bit more varied. So you might have an economics class or a business class or a careers class or, states require a financial literacy mandate, so there's courses that are set up for that.
Right.
So it kind of ties into what's happening in the local school district. So there is some flexibility in that. And typically with the high school programs, they run, you know, 9 to 12 classes over the course of a semester. So it really, there is some flexibility in there to adjust to what's happening in the local education marketplace.
This is a very, very interesting. What school has been doing JA the longest?
I wish I knew that. We started in Springfield, Massachusetts, so it's possibly a school there, but I wouldn't know off the top of my head, unfortunately.
Oh, I was just looking. There probably is one in Massachusetts somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm in Maine, by the way. I'm freezing. Where are you, Ed?
I'm in Colorado Springs, so I'm kind of freezing too. But
but at least you're looking at gorgeous. Well, I look at pretty scenery, but you're looking at Pikes Peak, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a quick story. I flew into Colorado Springs one night many, many years ago. Okay, I'd never been there before. And the guy, I stayed at the Antlers. Is that the name of the hotel in town?
Yeah, that's the one downtown, Yep.
Yeah. And I didn't know any hotel. I stayed there. And the guy said, "We got you a great room with a great view." And I opened the window next morning, beautiful sunny day, saw this mountain. I walked downstairs. Remember, I'm from Chicago. I walked downstairs, okay, said to the guy, "Wow, the guy last night gave me a great view. That's a nice mountain out there. Does it have a name?" And the guy looked at me like he was off his, like I was completely nuts, okay? And he said, "That's Pikes Peak."
Yeah.
And I said, "No." He said, "Yeah, really?" I said, "It's here." He said, "It has to be somewhere, doesn't it?" I didn't even know it was there. But just amazing. And what a gorgeous town, okay? I really love it over there. Yeah. How does a school get in touch with you, Ed? What do they need to do?
Well, we have 113 offices across the country, and this is really managed by our local offices. So we have folks, associates who work in those local offices. We have local boards of directors, and they work with their community, the educators locally. So if there's an interest, they can contact the local JA office. There is, if you go to JA.org, there is a locator. Map on it where if you put in your zip code, it will give you the JA area closest to your community. We are pretty comprehensive in terms of covering the country. There are patches of rural area where we may not have programs, but I think for most folks, if they want to do that they should be able to find somebody they can talk to about getting a program in their class.
And what happens when they, "Yes, we could come over," says JA or whatever the case may be? What's the next thing that happens?
Well, typically what they'll do is there'll be a program manager from Junior Achievement who'll come over and meet with the educator, kind of see what their need is and see if there's a program that would line up. A lot of times there's also some dependence on the availability of volunteers and funding. This is free to schools, but we do have to get funding from the community, so there could be a limitation based on that. But in most cases, if there is a level of interest, there's usually a way they can get a program into a school.
And when you say you need it's free to schools, but funding from the community. What does that mean?
Primarily,
how does that usually manifest?
Yeah. Primarily corporate funders or business funders. We get a lot of there's a lot of interest from the business community in terms of just the work readiness piece, obviously, but then financial literacy and entrepreneurship. And then the real interesting thing from a business perspective is there's this whole desire to have employees engaged in the community as part of their community investment. And so this is a great way for them to do that. We have, for elementary programs, we have a program called JA in a Day, where basically a company can come into a school for the entire day and bring, you know, employees in and spend the day teaching all the classes. So it's really a great way to get companies involved. And, you know, a lot of times the companies will have their company T-shirts, and they'll have some sort of, you know, celebration before or after. So it's really a great bonding experience and teamwork experience for employers. So it's very popular. And like I said, the whole goal is to keep this free to schools because, you know, we know schools are cash-strapped, have a lot of things they have to do, and we certainly want to create an opportunity for them to do this without having to try to find money for it.
And, you know, we always say schools, and I just want to ask this question because I interviewed a wonderful archdiocesan, the Roman Catholic Schools of Orange County, yesterday, Greg Divetter. And do you guys go into parochial schools as well as public schools? And
we do.
Schools
we do.
And
we, go into, parochial schools. We do, I mean, basically, if there's a need and we have the ability to address it, we go into any school. So.
This is really, really good stuff. I got to tell you, Joe, boil it down. And I know you had this wonderful experience, but if you boil it down, okay, what did you learn, okay, from this about yourself and just about business in general? What did you learn?
That's an interesting question. Well, definitely, if I can take anything out of, you know, 2 years of experience with Junior Achievement, it wouldn't actually, like, when I think about it now, it wouldn't be winning a national title or being on TV or meeting President Obama or, you know, any of that. It would be just remembering the moments, even the littlest of moments, and appreciating the process of how hard we worked on. I'm going to remember moments like when I spend my 18th birthday and have a cake. Like I said, I was homeless, and I remember my teacher and my the five other members of my team came out with a cake while we were rehearsing for our first musical competition. And I'm going to remember like little moments like that. And it really taught me to appreciate like life the way it is, because at that point of my life, I could have dwelled on it. I could have sat there and like my little hole that I dug myself, but no, Junior Achievement like taught me, dig yourself out and get up there and do something, because, you know, nothing well is going to happen if you just like kind of dwell in the you know, the present. If I can build myself like a better future, and now that I've graduated from the program, I think what I can share with people, the reason why I go on, you know, the show and other, like when I go on events of Junior Achievement, I still go to like some JA NorCal events. The main reason why I share my story is to inspire, because Junior Achievement gave me that inspiration to tell me, you know, to motivate myself. And I kind of, you know, what in one way or another, through Junior Achievement, through Gladio, through my own personal life, through my blog, through anything I do, I want to kind of, you know, be that beacon that tells people, you know, it's time for you to do something great today. And because that's what Junior Achievement taught me. And I feel like a lot of people in my generation, or a lot of people, there are other Josephs out there that need that kind of push of motivation to get up there. And my new job, now that I've graduated from the program, is to go out there and inspire them the way that Junior Achievement inspired me. So
I think you're going to do just fine with that. You are an incredibly inspiring young guy, I got to tell you.
Thank you so much.
I mean it. It's just you're amazing. I mean, it's just amazing. Which brings up, Ed, let me ask you. And again, I have to go back on this in my life. I remember Junior Achievement, and again, this is kind of focusing right in my memory, as a quote, if I may. And I went to high school in Philadelphia. The smarter kids, okay, the smarter upscale kids, okay, who were the Junior Achievement kids. Joe, at that point of his life, although he was certainly intelligent, it wasn't being recognized, but he was at a down point, so to speak. And this really amazingly, with his help and yours, saved him and probably saved thousands of others.
Yeah.
But I'm curious these days, okay, what's the demo? Is it still the quote upscale kids, or is it the kids who really need the great help, those kids in an urban area or whatever. Help me out. Who's
Yeah, we're I mean, traditionally the program was, you know, JA Company program started out as an after school program, and so what you would have is kids who had the means to get to a facility,
yeah.
So that were, you know, yeah. Social, you know, economically it might have skewed higher. We're really very diverse as an organization. I mean, we actually reach more Title I students than the overall school system. So we really reach a wide variety of kids. You know, in terms of the demographics, we reach about 1 million African American students, about 1.2 million Hispanic students. So we really cover the wide range, and we're in urban communities, suburban communities, and rural communities to a certain extent. So we really cover the broad spectrum of students.
It's just a wonderful program, and I hope every school in America takes advantage of it. It's just wonderful. It's literally changing lives, and you're making changes that meet the needs of today. And I meant to mention this before when you said the community needs to get involved. As you well know, what is something like 3 million jobs are going unfilled because we don't have the young workforce. Ready to go in there and meet them. It's some number like that. And with Junior Achievement working as hard as it is, there's no wonder that the communities get involved. They have to get involved to save the community and have a workforce ready to work in that community. I just think it's just great. Unfortunately, Joe is going to be Senator Joe Fortuno in a few years. No, he's not into the Hercules, California workforce anymore. He's going to Washington, you know. And start saving your money now, Joe, because apartments are a fortune in Washington D.C.
Okay? I don't think I'm going to be going into that specific career. But I know my friend Alex wanted to be president. When I met President Obama, he was kind of like, you need to get me these. And President Obama gave me these little Barack Obama M&Ms, and I gave it to him, and he was, like, overjoyed by that.
That's great.
He'd be happy. He'll be happy when he hears this part of the
interview.
You're
both going to come
on
again, so we don't have to rush this. We'll talk later today. But what was it like to meet the president? Were you, like, stuttering and, like, nervous and all that sort of stuff?
Well,
I would be.
You know, it was like I was just, like, a year ago, I wouldn't imagine that. A year before that, I wouldn't imagine that this was happening. It was like I just went through an awakening where I can't dwell on what, like I said, I was kind of like that kid who didn't want to go to college. And, you know, it was like a year ago, it was like college apps are happening. And now I'm like this college student meeting the president. And remember, I went into the Oval Office, and it was like this separate dimension from the universe. It was like so pristine, and Barack Obama was standing there, and I was like, Mr. President, he shook my hand, and like I went in and I looked out, and the garden was just like beautiful. And like I've been outside the White House, but that was my first time inside, and it was just like so surreal. I did not believe anything that I was seeing. I was like, am I dreaming? Is this reality? I have no idea. It was great. And it was just, like I said, like surreal, this really surreal experience of being in the Oval Office, and I'll never forget it.
Well, you're going to be so popular yourself that someday somebody's going to look at that picture of you and the president and say, who's that guy with Joe? You know, it's really, Joe, it's incredible. Two things, we got to leave in a couple of minutes, but Ed, I want to do more shows with you guys, and I'd love it if you guys could bring on some school districts that you work with.
Oh, sure, great, yep.
Okay, absolutely. That would be wonderful. And Joe, let's write me today or I'll email you. Feel free to do so, guys, okay? But Joe, I'd like to do a show with Gladio.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, that's definitely something that would be fun.
It would be fun.
Yeah, that's really
okay.
That's
so I'm going to put the ball in your court on that. Just get in touch with me, and then we'll set up a date and all that sort of thing.
Got it.
Okay, no problem there, Ed. Thank you, and we're going to do more shows. I really love what you're doing. This whole idea of workforce development, giving kids confidence and these skills that they need, and it's so impressive, Ed. I got to tell you, you probably sleep well at night, Ed, don't you?
Some nights.
Yeah.
No, I do. I have to say, having worked in marketing public relations for 20 some years, it's really great to be part of an organization that you know is helping people, and that's the great thing about coming in every day. So thank you for that.
Ed is a really great mentor. I've only known Ed for a few months. Like every time something's happening, Ed tells me, you know, he introduces me to these wonderful opportunities. So thank you so much, Ed, for bringing me
on. Oh, no problem. Happy to do it.
Today.
That's nice. We'll end it there, guys. But please, Ed, you stay in touch with me. I'm quite serious about bringing you guys on a few times with some school districts. I'd love to hear from both kids and educators who are using it. And, Joe, you know what you got to do.
Yep, I got you on that.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
This was wonderful. Have
Thank
a great day.
So
I hope
much.
It rains in California so you get water.
Oh, yeah. It's already raining, actually. I think it's raining
Good
outside.
Man.
So. Yeah,
Good man.
It's like whenever it rains in California, it's like, wow, it's raining.
Wow, and I hope it continues to rain. And Ed, that mountain is called Pikes Peak.
Yes.
Okay, just to let you know.
Thank you.
And it's supposed to snow here in Maine, so what can I tell you today? Hey, guys, thank you so much. We'll do more. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Have
a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Wow, what a good show. I was kind of blathering at the top of it there. I apologize for that. But, boy, are they great. Ed Grochowski, okay, Grocholski. I still can't talk. Senior VP of Brand at JuniorAchievementJA.org. Joe Fortuno, okay, and you can reach him through Gladio, which I think is Gladio.org, Gladeo. What a great young man. And J.A. helped to make him the young man he is. It was all there. They brought it out. It's just incredible. And, wow, just amazing. By the way, J.A. Junior Achievement tweets at J.A. _USA. J.A. _USA. Okay, and we actually did tweet out to them earlier today. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org. Tweet it out at EduTalk Radio. And I got to tell you, ICEVonline.com, wonderful, 7 through 12 and higher ed online cloud-based curriculum specifically designed for career and technical education. If only you could have said it that well before. It's a wonderful product and a great group of people down in Lubbock, Texas, ICEVonline.com. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Ed. Thank you, ICEV Online. We got another show coming up at 1 o'clock today. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.